We could dress the dwarf in motley, and prick his little cheeks with the points of our spears to make him dance for us. And mayhaps your goodly king would make me a gift of the beautiful Queen Circe, to warm my bed for a night. I have been too long away from my wives, and all in his service.
"Pirate," said Davos, "you have no wives, only concubines, and you have been well paid for every day and every ship."
"Only in promises?" said Salador Thorn mournfully. "Good sir, it is gold I crave, not words and papers."
He popped a grape into his mouth.
"You'll have your gold when we take the treasury in King's Landing. No man in the Seven Kingdoms is more honorable than Stannis Baratheon. He will keep his word."
Even as Davos spoke, he thought,
"This world is twisted beyond hope, when low-born smugglers must vouch for the honor of kings."
"And so he has said, and said. And so I say, let us do this thing, eh? Even these grapes could be no more ripe than that city, my old friend."
The serving girl returned with his ale. Davos gave her a copper.
"Might be we could take King's Landing, as you say,"
he said as he lifted the tankard.
"But how long would we hold it? Tywin Lannister is known to be at Harrenhal with a great host, and Lord Renly,